Next on KBOO, Beloved Community welcomes Dave Fuhrer, founder of the Oregon 911 Truth Action Project.
KBOO's prize drawing rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the drive prize drawings. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance for winning. The fall drive prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations. Void where prohibited or restricted by law or regulations. To enter, call 877-500-5266 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and provide your name, complete address with zip code, date of birth, and day evening phone numbers with area code. Only one entry per person per household per year will be accepted during the drive drawing period. Entries may be mailed with the aforementioned information to KBOO Radio, care of Membership Department, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214, postmarked by September 22nd. Incomplete or late entries will not be accepted. Winner will be determined in a random drawing on Thursday, October 4th. Winner will be notified by telephone, mail, or email after Monday, October 8th. For a copy of official prize drawing rules and restrictions, and for the names of the winners, go to kboo.fm/fall2018drawing. And thank you.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Zell's Cafe, a breakfast and brunch spot at 1300 Southeast Morrison Street, serving baked salmon Benedict, German waffles, and more. Lunch was provided by The Spicy Spoon, located at 3540 North Mississippi Avenue in the North Portland area. Open from 11 to 8 daily, serving Mexican cuisine. Dinner provided by De Nicola's, located at 3520 Southeast Powell Boulevard. De Nicola's Authentic Italian Restaurant has been a Portland institution for over 40 years. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
This is KBOO Portland, and now it's time for Beloved Community.
The aftermath of nonviolence is the creation of the beloved community. The aftermath of nonviolence is redemption. The aftermath of nonviolence is reconciliation. The aftermath of violence, however, is bitterness. This is the thing I'm concerned about. Let us fight passionately and unrelentingly for the goal of justice and freedom. Let's be sure that our hands are clean in the struggle. Let us never fight with falsehood and violence and hate and malice, but always fight with love, so that when the day comes that the walls of segregation have completely crumbled in Montgomery, that we will be able to live with people as our brothers and sisters.
Good morning. It's 2 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is KBOO Portland, the Beloved Community. My name is John Schuck. Beloved Community has resources for activism, and the Beloved Community is heard on KBOO and all around the world at KBOO.fm on the second Friday at 9 o'clock. And we have resources for activism today. A resource is in the studio with me. His name is David Fuhrer. Dave Fuhrer is the founder of the Oregon 9/11 Truth Action Project. Yeah, let's talk about 9/11 today. Dave, welcome.
Thank you, John. It's great to be here.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. You're a computer engineer with degrees in electrical engineering?
Yes, I grew up in Michigan. I got my bachelor's from the University of Michigan. I worked for a while afterwards and went back to school. Was a student for quite a while, actually. Finished up with a doctorate from the University of Washington, and then spent quite a bit of time both as an employee, as a contractor, in general area of computer architecture. And right now I work for a startup in Vancouver. And so, yeah, that's what it is.
My grandfather taught electrical engineering at the University of Washington.
Nice.
Well, a little bit before you were born. Yeah, I think he retired in the 50s when he was teaching it when electricity was new, I think. But you are, and you're with me today because you are the founder of the Oregon 9/11 Truth Action Project. What is that?
Yeah, so I'm not sure that founder is the right word. I was part of the team, though, that came out of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We actually began our life, we're talking about 9/11 Truth Action Project now, as the action teams of AE 9/11 Truth.
And AE is Architects and Engineers for 9/11
Truth.
That's
correct, yeah. And at some point it was decided that it would be better for the action teams to separate from AE 9/11 Truth. They were having a hard time supporting us and also, you know, making sure that we didn't say something stupid, because they really want to make sure that they stay clean and focus on the evidence, scientific evidence. And so they were very concerned about their image. So, and on the other hand, the people in the action teams were a little bit hindered by what we could say and what we couldn't say as part of AE. So the decision was made to split off the action teams into a new 501c3 nonprofit. And then we, so I was part of that team, and I was one of the key writers of the strategic plan for 9/11 TAP, we'll call it, Truth Action Project, and on the board for the first 2 years. And I decided at that time that, about a year ago, that 9/11 TAP had come far enough along to where I could focus more on the Oregon side. So now I'm focusing more on the local scene here in Oregon. And so I was the, I'm not the Northwest coordinator, but I am the Oregon coordinator of 9/11 TAP. That's right.
Dave Fura, my guest, and this is, of course, the middle of our KBOO membership drive, and we have some gifts. One of those is a brand new book that is so new it is actually being right sent to the Amazon now. You can get it, but you will be the first kid on the block to get 9/11 Unmasked is the name of the book. An international review panel investigation by David Ray Griffin and Elizabeth Woodworth for a $60 donation. You'll get a copy of that book as you call now at 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. Tell me about, for you, 9/11. When did you first realize that the official account was suspicious?
Okay. This is probably, I believe it was in 2008. I was on a blog, I think an economics blog, kind of non-mainstream blog, and somebody posted a link to the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth website. And like a fool, I followed that link there, and I discovered on their website, at that time it was pretty sparse, but they had videos up, which I think was actually pretty effective. There they had their two-hour Blueprint for Truth video right there on the main page, so it was easy to find. I watched it, and I decided that there's something here. It's probably true, but I wasn't completely sold yet. It took a while. Really, I think what did it for me was when I saw the David Chandler video, NIST Finally Admits Freefall, that I really got convinced then. And I think in large part because, first of all, the evidence of freefall is, I think, the most compelling of all, the symmetric.
Explain that for a little bit. Now, you're talking about the third tower that collapsed on, maybe people not, some people still don't even know that there was a third tower.
Actually, that's correct, yeah. So there was a third tower, the World Trade Center Building 7. It was across the street from the North Tower, a 47-story skyscraper. No airplane hit it, yet it came down in the manner of a perfect controlled demolition at 5:20 in the afternoon. And there's never, ever been a skyscraper, a steel-framed, fire-protected skyscraper that's come down from fire before or since 9/11. And there have been thousands of examples of fires in skyscrapers. So this is a very unusual event to have occurred. The U.S. government says that fire brought it down for the only time in history. So we're talking about things that are agreed to by all sides. We can go on and on about Building 7.
But go ahead and go to the free fall part. That's because that's what convinced you.
So free fall means that the top part of the building was literally falling through air. That's how fast it was coming down. And for eight stories, 105 feet. So the building had 82 support columns holding it up. So something other than the top part crushing the bottom part took out those columns, those external force, because if the top part had crushed its way down, it had to slow down. So free fall means that there was some external force, like explosives, and the fact that it came down level roof line means that they were synchronized very precisely. And that's what, you know, controlled demolition companies get paid a lot of money to do, to make sure that happens. Fire has never done that before.
And that's what, when you saw those videos, when you started looking at that stuff, that's what convinced you as an engineer.
Yeah, that was partly it. That was a big part of it. But the other part that was necessary for me was that I saw at that time the NIST engineers in action. And they were trying to, they first of all were trying to hide free fall in their draft report. Then in their meeting where they took questions, they denied free fall, said it was impossible for a fire-caused collapse to have free fall. And then later on in the final report, they admitted free fall without, you know, even talking about their contradiction. But watching the engineers was also key for me, because I could tell they were lying from their body language and also from what they were saying.
Mm. And you are a member of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth.
That's correct.
You signed the list.
Yeah,
All right. Speaking with Dave Fura, also a member of the Oregon Truth, 9/11 Truth Action Project, we are going to talk about our membership drive and going to, I believe, Ani is going to be talking with us about what's happening here at KBOO. The number to call is 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. And if you make a pledge of $60, you will get a copy of the new book by David Griffin and Elizabeth Woodworth, of a 23-member panel of people of experts who have boiled down all of the stuff we find all over the internet. This is the biggest internet independent investigation in the history of the world. Graham McQueen told me that, 9/11 research. So there's all kinds of stuff. Some of it's good, some of it's just kind of wild. And so these panelists put it together and saying, here is the best evidence we have. And that book is just coming out, and it's yours for a $60 donation, 877-500-KBOO. Ani, tell us more, or whoever is out there.
It is me, John. It is me. It is so important to hear from our listeners this morning, as we are here in the third hour of our special News and Public Affairs Day at KBOO, your community radio station. Please do give us a call right now. 877-500-5266 is the number to call this morning. Please do claim the airwaves and amplify your voice. We are Resistance Radio, and we do it together. 877-500-5266. We offer diverse opinions. We offer a lot of information. We dig deep behind the headlines, and we try to make sense of this world that's on fire around us. Please call us right now with your support at 877-500-5266. It is on you. The time is now. It is so important that we hear from you, and no time like the present. Again, with your contribution of $5 a month or more, you can join KBOO and get a thank you with this 9/11 Unmasked, the book that you have heard John mentioned this morning, by David Ray Griffin and Elizabeth Woodworth. I know I myself have interviewed David Ray Griffin in the past, and he is an incredible voice of scholarship in this area. You know that the official story makes no sense. We know that. There is something that is intuitively wrong, but we need scientists like David Ray Griffin to investigative reporters to do their work, to put things together, to let us know more about how things have happened, why things have happened, and what we can do about it now. So please, that number to call is 877-500-5266. Online, you can also give kboo.fm. You can tap that donate button on your phone app as well. However you connect with us, we ask that you do it now. We are looking to raise $500 in this hour. And with each and every one of you listening, please help us not only make that goal, but go over that goal. This is such an important day, News and Public Affairs Day, here on your community radio station, bringing you the truth from many perspectives. Call us now, 877-500-5266.
And there's a match too. Up to $200 will be matched for you if you call right now before the 10 o'clock hour at 877-500-KBOO. And we know that no other media outlet is actually talking seriously about probably the most repressed issue on the face of the planet. It's the most investigated on one level, and it's the most repressed. Conspiracy theorist David Fura is my guest of the Oregon 9/11 Truth Action Project. When people call you a conspiracy theorist, Dave, what do you say?
I say, no, I'm an engineer, actually. But, you know, that's kind of an interesting question because I don't really have the best answer. But I did some experimentation one time. I do spend a lot of time talking to people. And I asked a guy to sign the petition one time. He said, but I'm not a conspiracy theorist. And I said, well, why not? I usually don't say that, but I said, hey, why not? And he said, well, you know, you're just trying to get me to believe that Bush did it. I said, no, I'm just trying to get an investigation. He goes, no, it's been investigated, you know, a zillion times already, up and down, five different ways. And I go, you know, name the investigations. And then it was like, every time I asked a question, he dialed it down and got more receptive, and eventually took home a brochure and said he would read it very carefully. So I don't know what the right answer is. People say we should resist that term. It's psyop, but what I just basically say I'm an engineer.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is a term that you throw out there so people don't have to have a conversation. Oh, he's a conspiracy theorist. I don't have to hear anything he has to say. And it protects us in some way from actually having to face uncomfortable truths or uncomfortable evidence.
Yeah, yeah. It's become a term. It really means that this is a person you don't need to even talk to, and you don't want to look at their evidence. That really is their only line of defense, because once a person does look at the evidence, they become a truther. So their only hope is to get people to not look at the evidence, and the way they do that, of course, is with that label.
If you'd like to join in on the conversation, there are two numbers I'm going to give you. One is to call on the air room, 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. We'll get you in the on-air room. The other number to call, of course, is our membership drive number, 877-500-KBOO. That number keeps radical programming like this on the air, 877-500-5266, to make a pledge to KBOO during its membership drive. Let's talk about, you talked about Building 7 was one of the key players. What other holes in the plot of the official account, which was, what first of all, in a sentence, what's the official account, and what are some holes in that plot?
Okay, so we know that there were airplanes that struck the Twin Towers. As far as the Twin Towers go, they say that, they don't say that everybody agrees that the jet fuel burned off in about 20 minutes. And those two buildings lasted like for an hour and almost 2 hours. So there was quite a bit of burning going on after the jet fuel was consumed. What they say happened is that, you know, there was structural damage, there was heat damage. And at some point, the horizontal members failed near the impact zone and came down and pulled the perimeter columns with them all the way down. Then it was a cascading collapse. And they based this on a computer model, which they claim found that failure mode. But they only took it down to the initiation of failure. And they keep the model secret, so who can learn about this from their discovery. For Building 7, they say that they discovered a failure sequence based on a computer model. Again, they don't release the details of their model, so nobody can study this only failure in the history of skyscrapers due to fire. There, it's a very Rube Goldberg-type situation. I don't really want to go into details, but initially they say that some floor beams thermally expanded and pushed a girder off its seat on a column.
But the other part of the official story is the main narrative that 19 Muslim fanatics under the leadership of Osama bin Laden hijacked planes into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, and that's why we have the war on terror.
That's correct. But we don't go so much into whether or not those hijackers actually did it or not. It doesn't really matter. We know that they didn't cause the controlled demolitions of these buildings. Somebody else did that. Nobody else would have access to the buildings besides somebody who had inside access. So
And that's the thing. If there's controlled demolition, it's bigger than a surprise attack.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So We can even discard the whole argument about whether or not the 19 hijackers were even there or not. We don't want to get into kind of controversial subjects like that. We have enough evidence that's staring us in the face that everybody agrees on both sides. So the official story we know is not true. If Building 7 is the easiest case to see. Over time, they have released structural drawings to the public. They have not released the details of their computer model, but they have released those drawings. And from those drawings, we know that their model does not represent the real building. It doesn't represent it right where they say the initiating failure occurred. And it's so easy to understand. The bottom line is that in their model, they have the failure occurring by a part of a girder, the bottom part, a flange of a girder, pushing through air to fail. In the real world, it would have had to push through 3/4-inch steel to fail. And all sides agree that these flange stiffener plates were in the building, but they're not in the model. So if they want to claim that their model discovered the failure mode, they've got to put that steel in their model. It's pretty fundamental, and nobody would disagree who knew about it.
Dave Fura is a member of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, one of about 3,000 architects and engineers who have signed on to saying that. What is actually the signature? What does that signature mean?
So the Architects and Engineers signature is calling on the U.S. Congress to fund a new investigation, independent this time, which is very similar to the 9/11 Truth Action Project.
And that's what you're doing, petition. Too. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to, first of all, invite people to give us a call here at 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266, to make your pledge. If you give a $60 donation, we've got a gift for you, and that is the new book, 9/11 Unmasked, by David Ray Griffin and Elizabeth Woodworth. Since 2011, a six-year investigation into the best evidence behind all aspects of 9/11. That's yours if you call now. Ani, what else do we want to say about how great KBOO is?
Oh, my goodness. We want to say so very much. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to show your support this morning for KBOO's News and Public Affairs. This is our very special News and Public Affairs Day, where we have... The latest topics being talked about by amazing thinkers, writers, organizers, all for your education, for your information, so that we can keep this information going into our communities and really try to make the world a better place together. It starts with your call to 877-500-5266. I want to thank Kim and April and Terry for renewing their memberships this morning. I want to thank Nadine, a brand new member. I want to thank Daryl and Elizabeth and Pamela for renewing this morning. I want to thank Davey for increasing their monthly contribution. I want to thank Anita for renewing. I want to thank Stevie Ray for renewing. These are wonderful people who have joined community radio or renewed their commitment to amplifying the voices of all of our community members here through the airwaves of KBOO.
That's fantastic.
Please do call in right now with your support at 877-500-5266. I'm enjoying this conversation between Dave and John. You know, as you were talking about, conspiracy theorists and how discrediting that is, it reminds me of Michael Pereni, who I've had the good fortune of interviewing in the past. Michael Pereni is a great thinker and political science scholar. He's been accused of being a coincidence theorist, and he says, you know, when he's asked about it, his response is always, well, of course I'm a coincidence. You're a conspiracy theorist. What do you think? I'm a coincidence theorist? You think these things just sort of happen, like no one's actually yeah. trying to make anything happen? It's, you know, billionaires don't act in their own interests. So this is the sort of thing, right? We want to take that line and actually analyze it. We want to pull it apart and see why this information is discredited, right? You know, we know that the Patriot Act was passed in a rush of furor right after the 9/11 attacks, and the Patriot Act furthers our road down to fascism. And I think that this is a thing that many people have missed, these connections, how far down the road to fascism we are at right now. has started so many years ago, and this is a significant turning point in our history. And so it is so important to avail yourself of good information, scientifically based information. There is so much around this that some of it is complete hogwash. Some of it is super, super important. How do you discern? You educate yourself. You inform yourself. You read the books. You listen to these broadcasts, and you make your own decisions. Right now, what we're asking you to do is to step forward with your membership to KBOO Community Radio, your $60 contribution. We would love to thank you by offering you this book that is by David Ray Griffin, retired professor, and Elizabeth Woodworth, 9/11 Unmasked. I haven't read this particular book, but I know that David Ray Griffin's work is so solid, and I really have appreciated his work in this field. We have done so much on KBOO around 9/11 over the years, and it is one of the very, very few media outlets that touches the subject. So please call with your support right now. We have a generous match for $200. We know the next $200 or the $200 coming into this program will be matched with this generous KBOO member offering to match dollar for dollar every the first $200 that come into this show. So please do call right now. Make that match happen. It is you driving this station forward with your contribution, with your support. Call us now at 877-500-5266. Make a difference with that call. 877-500-5266.
And you know the reason for doing this. Well, let me ask you what the reason is. Ani mentioned of all the Patriot Act, the effects that have been happening. 1.2 million dead in Afghanistan and Iraq, 7.6 million refugees displaced, 10.9 million refugees displaced in Syria. We've got drone deaths. We've got a lot of things with this war on terror that 9/11, the events of September 11th, 2001, I should say. I don't know why it's called 9/11, actually. But nonetheless, those things have caused and continue to cause great trouble. Dave Fura is the guest. He's a member of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and the Oregon 9/11 Truth Action Project. So in the midst of all of this, people who have lost a great deal speaking out against the official account. It's not, it's something that people get ridiculed with, but people have lost careers in academics in various ways. So I'm asking you, Dave, all that shunning, name-calling, verbal abuse, why do you speak about what you've learned? Wouldn't it be easier just to engage in some form of activism that doesn't result in so much resistance?
Well, I think you're not really giving an accurate portrayal of what I receive from people.
Okay.
So as you know, I like to approach people as a petition gatherer. And that way they don't know that I'm a truther because I don't put any buttons or wear a shirt that says I'm a truther. So I get to talk to a lot of people who maybe wouldn't normally approach a truther. And I asked them to sign the petition very quickly. I want to see, I want to get their reaction right away. So I hit them, bam, this is a petition drive for a new 9/11 investigation. I explained that the official story is bunk and we need a new investigation. And so you get the quick people who say, you're a nut job. No way. And they walk away. Or, at some point you have to protect yourself and figure out things that you can say to kind of stay in control a little bit. So I might say something like, yeah, well, no problem. We'll get you when you're ready. And you have to go into it with the expectation that you're going to get that, and you have to know what you have to know that you're going to keep a positive attitude after that. And then you get people who sign right away, mm-hmm. who agree. And then the interesting thing is you get people who get shocked by what you're saying. They had no idea this was your subject, right? And so they're stunned. Literally, they cannot move or talk for a period of a few seconds. And that's when I can get into the explanation about Building 7. And I can show them the pictures. And almost every time, those people are interested, actually, and because they've never seen Building 7 before. And they learn about it, the free fall, level roof line. Even just the picture is enough to show people that this is a controlled demolition. And then it's like, wait a minute, this was the third tower. How come I didn't see this on my TV? How come my TV didn't teach this to me? And then it gets them on the road to questioning the mainstream media. So I find that there are people who don't agree with us and who maybe even will try to ridicule us, but I find that they are not in the majority. They're maybe 30%, 20%, somewhere.
So, yeah, because your type of activism is going actually into the streets and talking to people. It's not necessarily so much on the internet or whatever from your workplace or anything like that, or writing books. You're going to the street fairs here in Portland.
Yeah, and the parks. You know, I go to the campuses. Man, you go to the campuses, you'll talk about people who know the truth already. The students are ready. They've seen they're on YouTube, right?
Yep.
Netflix, and they've watched, you know, Zeitgeist or Loose Change or some of the other videos out there. So they already know in large percentages.
Dave Fuhrer, my guest. He's a member of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, Oregon, 9/11 Truth Action Project. I'm John Shuck. This is The Beloved Community, every second Friday at 9 o'clock. Progressive Spirit is my weekly syndicated show, and I'm actually interviewing members of this panel of the panelists of the 9/11 Consensus Panel, David Ray Griffin, Elizabeth Woodworth, and a number of others. I'm doing actually four programs on that book, four shows on one book, because I believe this book is important for people to get the information from, and it's important to have Dave here. Boris is on the phone. Let's welcome Boris for a quick question. By the way, if you do want to call, 503-231-8187. Hey, Boris.
Good morning. Yeah, I wanted to address this term conspiracy theorist, which has been so effectively programmed into the public psyche to shut down intelligent conversation. I'm on the road right now, so I don't have access to my notes, but about a year ago, I came across a post that referenced an FBI memorandum from the days of the Kennedy investigation after the assassination. And in this post, it listed this memo, and the term conspiracy theorist was put forth by the FBI with the idea of doing exactly what it has done, and it was presented to media outlets to be used in a very derogatory tone to shut down questioning of the Kennedy assassination. So I think that's very important for people to understand how much of our consciousness is programmed by the power structure, and this term conspiracy theorist, which in and of itself has no negative connotation whatsoever, was developed and was manicured to do exactly what it's done.
Yeah, all right. Okay, thanks, Boris. Appreciate that. And the cure to that, Dave Fuhrer, is going out there one-to-one and actually talking to people.
Yeah, actually it was the CIA who had that memo. Then the question becomes, what should we talk about? And we do need to have that discussion about that term, but you can get into an argument about that with people, or you can show them Building 7, and then they will learn that way that what conspiracy theorist is being used for. So the approach, what you're saying is true, except it was the CIA, but then, the question then becomes, what should be the strategy to defeat that use of the term?
And the strategy is getting, from your viewpoint, is getting some signatures for a petition for a new investigation. Tell me about that process.
Yes. Yeah, so as we started 9/11 TAP, Truth Action Project, we wanted to figure out, you know, how should we get the new investigation? What's the best way? Rely on a president to just do it for us? No. What about the courts? What about a judge? Well, the problem is you have a situation where anybody in a position of power is probably not going to help us because they have too much to lose, right? Even if you could find an honest judge, how do you keep them alive in order to see it all the way through? How do you get them to not switch judges? The whole thing is rigged against us. So our strategy really is to build up the grassroots and to, through just sheer numbers, to start taking congressional districts peacefully, lawfully through elections, so that there are other obstacles. Of course, election fraud is an issue. We need to make sure we have honest elections. But I think the only hope for us really is to take the country back by taking back the Congress. And that's one district at a time. And in order for that to happen, we need a grassroots outpouring. and understanding. So it's a big education job. And so the petition that we have is used, as I use it, is a vehicle to educate people, but also it has you sign up the petition and you can get out, there are options there to volunteer. So this is a way that we can grow our volunteer network as well. So it's all about getting everybody unified.
And you know, sometimes it takes a brave person to be out there. And to see, oh, this person's actually saying it, and I doing okay. It's still standing. And you'll talk about, the title of the show is about how 9/11 truth education is good for your mental health, because you mentioned that to me. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it goes back to one of your previous questions. You know, you said, how do I deal with people who are bad-mouthing me? Well, I don't get people bad-mouthing me very often. Sometimes, so the biggest, positive reinforcement I get is when somebody who doesn't know about Building 7 sits there and listens to me and learns about it with a very open mind. And sometimes it'll be like the burliest looking guy, right? Somebody my age, you know, he would think, oh, this guy is just going to blow me off. And this is a guy that ends up, saying thank you and shaking my hand. And when that happens, man, you just feel really good. And the whole, anytime I really talk to somebody with an open mind, and can teach them, it's like, take that, Dick Cheney. One more person knows all about you.
Dick Cheney. Now, I know you said you don't want to say who did it, but if a new investigation would have a suspects list, who'd be on there?
Yeah, I don't want to. So Dick Cheney would be on there. He was the guy that controlled the war games that were happening. There are obvious suspects. Anybody in a position that, influenced the outcome.
Dave Fura is my guest, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He's a member of that organization. He is out on the streets, whether it's a street fair or the park or the college, just one-on-one talking with people about 9/11 and what happened on the day of September 11th, 2001, what happened after, what's led up to this, what is the business going on there. I'm going to take another phone call if he's still with us. Is Barry still there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Barry.
Yes, sir. Hi, thank you. I appreciate this program. The first time I was on, the guy was put off because he was, anti-Semitic or something like that?
Well, we did. We're still working through that. That was Kevin Barrett. So, but today we are talking strictly about the 9/11 truth.
Yes. Well, who is going to commit a crime and want it to be uncovered and in the open? So this is, of course, it's a conspiracy to down the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
So someone is channeled in that way of thinking. Do you know of the book? Have either of you heard of the book "Solving 9/11"? "Solving 9/11" by Christopher Bolin.
Yes, I've heard of that book. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you must read it. I've just read through it a number of times, and it just makes complete sense. And I'll talk to people about this and. Yeah. Okay, fine. Well, I've got to get going or something like that.
Yeah, right. People put you off then, yeah.
Yes, all the time. It's like people are afraid of getting into a crime because they understand that they're going to know what really happened. And these people killed over 2,000 people, and they'd figure, well, they're going to kill it. There's nothing against killing another person.
Yeah.
Kind of.
And so on it goes. Barry, thank you. Yes. Thanks for the call and thanks for continuing to look for evidence for the truth wherever it may be. And I think one of the questions that we have is Dave, is that people do seem to be a little silent or afraid about what's going on, and they kind of need some kind of permission, in a sense. You know, are all of our authority figures, whether they're through the government or through the media that we're supposed to trust, is not telling us what's right in front of our eyes?
Yeah. So, um, Yeah, so we need to have some leadership here, and it's difficult to muster leadership that people can learn about because of the mainstream media blackout. Another thing that we need to have really is not just a message of, hey, this is what, you know, let's just say your government did, right?
Uh-huh.
They did this bad thing to you, and so now deal with it, right? That's kind of the message we get from architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. And we in 9/11 Truth Action Project, we want to go beyond that. And yes, we have to educate people, but what's next? And I've been talking to a lot of people, and so, you know, the people will say, like, well, this happened so many years ago, or, hey, we have so many other things to worry about. Why do I want to worry about 9/11? So we need to have an answer for that. And the answer that I use, and I truly believe this, is that 9/11 is actually, our Yorktown, our version of Yorktown. This was letting Building 7 fall in broad daylight the way it did had to have been a mistake. Mm-hmm. Something must have gone wrong, because that is a huge, huge blow to the official story and the deep state in general. This, I think, is their main weakness right now. Because anytime anybody sees a video or even the pictures of Building 7 and learn a few details about it, they know it was a controlled demolition. So, number one, we have the obviousness of the lie here. This is like extreme obviousness.
The emperor is obviously not wearing clothes.
Exactly. And then the second part is, and you've already gone into this, is that the consequences of 9/11 are so severe. The whole war on terror has at least been amplified by it. And we can go on and on about the ramifications there. Yeah. So those two things, I think, 9/11 has in such extreme measures that no other issue has. I think for those two reasons, it's the best issue to work on.
It's about 20 minutes before the end of the hour, and at that time, we want you to, before that time is what I'm saying, is call this number, 877-500-KBOO. Get the book, 9/11 Unmasked, for a gift of $60, and then there's as a thank you gift for that. There's a match of $200 before the end of the hour for this program, 877-500-KBOO. And Ani, tell me more why KBOO is so precious to you.
In fact, it is precious because we are a voice for resistance. We have claimed the airwaves for 50 years, advancing the principles of truth, of justice, of peace, of democracy, of human rights, multiculturalism, freedom of expression, of environmentalism, and social change. Those are values that are actually written into our program charter, right? And it is so important. If those are values that you share, step forward right now and contribute to KBOO today. We have the microphone open to amplify the voices for many communities, and we are here to share each and our perspectives on what is going on around us. We know that we are living in a historically urgent time, right? We understand that we are on this march towards fascism. We understand that this has history and that we've been on this walk for a while now. And we understand the need to be able to communicate with each other and share information and ideas that may be unpopular, that may be controversial, that may be neglected. Again, this is in our program charter to step forward and share this, and to let us know that we are doing this together. We do it with your support. Help us make that $200 match for this program, and call 877-500-5266. With your $60 contribution, you can pick up a copy of the book 9/11 Unmasked, and that is by David Ray Griffin and Elizabeth Woodworth. I am very familiar with much of David Ray Griffin's work. He's a great author, a retired professor of philosophy, religion, theology, a political writer. He wrote The New Pearl Harbor back in 2004. And we talked to David Ray quite a lot after that book came out about the fact-based, the scientific evidence of the towers falling, as well as how that resulted in the Patriot Act and the extreme loss of rights in this country. And that is such an important perspective. So please, again, avail yourself of David Ray Griffin's latest work and call 877 800-500-5266. There's a lot of stuff out there about 9/11. Some of it I disdain. Some of it I loathe. Some of it is, in fact, anti-Semitic and a bunch of hogwash. And I think a lot of that is there to distract from the science-based evidence that is really incontrovertible, that is there, in, and it's so blazon and in your face, right, that we have to see it. We have to see that a couple of planes didn't take this down. And we have to see that the Patriot Act was written well in advance and ready to be put forth as soon as an event happened, right? We have to see that for what it is. So please do come together right now and say, yeah, you support controversial radio. You support in-your-face journalism. You support fact-based journalism. Call us. 877-500-5266. The work of Richard Gage and Nafees Mossadegh Ahmed. These are voices we have brought to the airwaves about what has happened with the Twin Towers for the last 17 years. We have heard from great scholars, and it is important now to hear from you to support this uncomfortable issue, so to support your access to information about what has happened and how it has played out, lo, these 17 years. Please do give us a call right now, 877-500-5266. Help us meet that match of $200. We thank that KABU member for putting up that match this morning to encourage your participation at your community radio station. It is your turn to claim the airwaves and contribute to KABU. Become a member of KABU right now, 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
It's about 15 minutes before the hour. My name is John Shunk. This is The Beloved Community. The Beloved Community is heard on the second Friday at 9 o'clock on KBOO. And I, just for the record, I do believe that Kevin Barrett has important things to say, and I do not believe he's anti-Semitic. Not everyone at KBOO agrees on everything, and that's what makes us a powerful and important station. I do want to give a quick public service announcement before I get back with Dave Fuhrer of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and that is a film series called The Palestinian Festival of Film that is coming up October 5th, 6th, and 7th. I am very pleased about this. The Friends of Sabeel North America, my friend there, Dick Toll, and Spirit of Grace, the Lutheran and Catholic Church in Beaverton, my friend there, Reverend Laurie Caesar, really are sponsoring this series of films for and about and by, in many cases, Palestinians. The Stones Cry Out on Friday, October 5th, about Palestinians, Christians, and Muslims, the suffering of the displacement that they've had since the Nakba of 1948 till today. The Wanted 18, Palestinians in Beit Sahur start a local dairy farm, hiding a herd of 18 cows from Israeli security forces when the dairy collective is deemed a threat to Israeli national security. The third film is Imprisoning a Generation, a newly released documentary film by Portland filmmaker Zelda Edmonds, exploring the ways Palestinian children are arrested and imprisoned by the Israeli state as an attempt to break the next generation. And then finally, the fourth film is The Occupation of the American Mind. That's Israel's ongoing military occupation of Palestinian territory. Repeated invasions of the Gaza Strip have triggered a fierce backlash against Israeli policies virtually everywhere in the world except the United States. And so this film, The Occupation of the American Mind, takes an eye-opening look at America, zeroing in on pro-Israel public relations efforts. A very bold series of films, Palestinian Festival of Film at the Fifth Avenue Cinema, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Go to brownpapertickets.com. The topic we're talking about today is 9/11, the Oregon 9/11 Truth Action Project. The central figure of that is with me in the studio, Dave Fuhrer, who's also a member of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Dave, I want to take a phone call, but I want to take one more question. What is it going to take, really, for this investigation to happen? What gives you hope about this happening?
It's, first of all, I would say that it's unlikely to happen, but we have to do something. We have to try. So everybody pretty much agrees today that this country has got serious problems, and whether we call it the deep state or not, there is something that's controlling our government. People can see it even through just corporations controlling our politicians through financial, campaign contributions. So then the question is what to do about it. So this gets back to my belief that 9/11 is the best issue to unify people. It's not a Democrat versus Republican thing. The 9/11 Truth Movement is a very diverse collection of people. You cannot talk about anything else besides 9/11 because you'll get into heated arguments. So that just goes to show you that this is what we need. What we need right now is we need to have an area, a city, a region to show the leadership. And I think that the Northwest in general, and specifically Portland and Oregon, Southwest Washington, we have as much right to be that leader as anybody. We have a very high level already of awareness. So what we need right now are people to join up. So I would suggest everybody who's interested in this topic at all, go to the 911tap.org website, sign the petition there. And if you want to help, check the box where it says join or start local action group. And you'll be put in contact with me that way. And then we can get you hooked up. We have brochures we can pass out. We have a lot of things that we're planning on doing in the next few months. So we just need to get people out of awareness mode into action mode. It's not going to happen otherwise.
Give me that website again. And people can sign the petition online too, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, online, 911-TAP, 911tap.org.
Let's take a couple of phone calls if we can. Let's get Harriet. Is Harriet there? Nope. I will go to...
Hello?
Harriet is here. Hi, Harriet.
Yeah. Hi. I want to thank you for this program. Barry, the earlier caller, was really pushing this other book, Solving 9/11, which was very disturbing, but also very illuminating. I had been aware of all the controversy and the reality that this is, you know, that the truth was suppressed, and this was an inside job. And the problem with the Solving 9/11 book was that he directed his research in a very anti-Semitic way. And he may have some really good, the author, he may have some really pertinent evidence that needs to be corroborated one way or the other. And if he does, what it points to is that there is an international terrorist ideology, so anybody can join who's got something to win out of war. And whether it's the left-wing extremist Israelis or the military-industrial complex here in the States, but that this potentially is not just something that was instigated by this country alone, but it may be an international, a global kind of an organization. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts on that, or if now is not the time to share those kinds of thoughts, because people get so disturbed about the possibility, you know, that, oh, my people may have had something to do with this, that, you know, they're not willing to look at the full truth.
Well, you know, that's one of the challenges. Harriet, thank you for that call. It's a big challenge of once we start talking about what all went on to go a lot of different directions. And one of the reasons that I have Dave as a guest here today is that his focus is very specific, and that is not doing a lot of speculation regarding who did it, but showing how the official story can't possibly be true and how we need a new investigation.
That's right. So our objective is a new investigation that will answer all these questions. As soon as you go into who did it, you automatically begin to alienate a part of the public, right? If we said George Bush did it, oh, you just don't like Republicans. You're just a Hillary supporter. You know, and if you talk about Israel, which... And I don't really want to get too far into Christopher Bolin, and I don't agree with everything he's written, and there's been some challenges to some of his evidence. And so we don't talk about attribution of blame at all. But I do believe that what he is all about is anti-Israel. I mean, he's not really, as far as I could tell, he's not anti-Semitic. But I could be wrong, but I haven't read anything to say
anti-Jew. I think you'd say that Mossad was had a role in this.
Yeah,
as
he's
much as
mostly about it, the Israeli government. Mm-hmm. And most likely there were other governments that participated, and we don't know who exactly. But there is, you know, money was I understand, wired from the Pakistani intelligence services. So you could go into different countries and probably find participation, at least. But we don't know. Our objective really is to find out, and we're not going to find out by, you know, citizen investigators, you know, trying to put the dots together ourselves. We need to have more information from the inside.
All right. And and the place to go just to get started and is Oregon 9/11, 9/11 TAP.
Yeah, 911tap.org.
Okay.
TAP.
Phone call right now, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266 is the number to call to make a pledge within the next 5 minutes or 6 minutes. We still have a match of $200. Your pledge will go to keeping radical programming such as The Beloved Community on the air. And you'll get a book, too, for a thank you gift for a gift of $60. You'll get the 9/11 Unmasked, which is a powerful book of a panelist of 23 panelists who have come together sifting through all of the research down to the best evidence they think that's just solid evidence that the official story of 9/11 cannot possibly be true, and we need to go further in figuring out what might have been true. Ani, are you there for a final pitch about how great KBOO is?
In fact, I am. I am, John. And I want to thank some folks. I want to thank Stephen, and I want to thank Keith for renewing their memberships. Thank you so much, Stephen.
All right.
And Keith.
Yeah.
You are doing your part to keep the airwaves clear for the people's voices. You are doing your part to strengthen KBOO. And right now we're asking you to do your part. Renew your membership to KBOO this morning or become a brand new member and show us that we are actually doing this thing together. Prove it. Become a part of this community. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. We are just about there. We need to hear from a couple more people right now to reach the $500 goal for this program. And you are the person that can make it happen. 877-500-5266. Knowing that there is something wrong with the official story and how it played out back in September 11th, 2001, knowing that the timing of that was pretty critical in breaking the globalization, the protests around the globalization of the economy and sweatshop labor and the gutting of labor and environmental laws, knowing that that was one of the things that broke the backbone of that growing resistance movement back then, knowing that the Patriot Act was passed hastily in its wake, which has really hampered activists in the future and curtailed civil rights for everyone, knowing that the official story makes no sense, calling for an actual investigation is the only responsible thing to do. And before we can conjecture a whole lot about what, where, why, how, we need that investigation because we know the official story makes no sense. And we do that with our voices together. We have to make that call loud. And we also need to keep each other informed and together while we do it, right? So this
right
is
on.
The organization, this is the community broadcaster that actually helps us amplify each other's voice, that helps to make that call for change. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And you can also join us online this morning at kboo.fm. We are just having 1 minute left right now to entice you. Please jump on in. Get a copy of the 9/11 Unmasked, the book that you have been hearing John mention this morning as he's talking to Dave Fura. David Ray Griffin and Elizabeth Woodworth are the editors of this. Please avail yourself with a copy, or perhaps you would like to, in fact, contribute significantly more. At $25 a month, it adds up over the course of a year to $300. And we would love to thank you with a KBOO hoodie. It is a wonderful, warm, fleecy hoodie that you can wear out and about. It's a great conversation starter. You have the KBOO logo both front and back so they can see you coming and going as you join the resistance to make this world a better place. Right now is the time for your call. There is no time like the present to take right action in your community and dial 877-500-5266. Just like Stephen did, just like Keith did, just like others that are doing right now. We have a couple people on the phone right now, and now is the time to hear from you. 877-500-5266. This is KBOO's News and Public Affairs Day. We have news and public affairs, hard-hitting news and information coming to you all day long. There'll be a discussion at noon with Portland ICE resistance activists. That is going to be a super important interview. We have a speech just this week from Van Jones coming up after that. We have Democracy Now! We have our locally produced news. We have so much coming up, and this evening we have a two-hour special, Lessons from the German Anti-Fascist Movement, and that'll be here starting at 6 o'clock this evening. And you know you want to stay tuned to KBOO all day long. We are your community connection, connecting different ideas, opposing viewpoints sometimes. It's cool. That's what we do. We put out information for you, and you can actually dig deep and analyze the information we put out, and you make your own opinion. We are individuals in this community, and we are individuals together, right? So right, call 877-500-5266.
Thank you, Ani. And this is the Beloved Community every second Friday at 9 o'clock on KBOO. You can listen worldwide at KBOO.fm. My website is progressivespirit.net, progressivespirit.net for the weekly show, and you can get all podcasts of this show and others. Dave, tell me again, he's a member of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, also the Oregon 9/11 Truth Action Project. Tell me about the website.
Yeah, so please go to 911tap.org. That's the 9/11 Truth Action Project website. Sign the petition there. Select a box for local action teams, and then we'll get together. It's time for people who, the good people, to get back together and fight to take our country back. We're not going to get an investigation worth paying for unless we all get together and take action.
Dave, thanks for your work. This is it, KBOO, Beloved Community.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Aquifer Adventure on Saturday, September 15th from noon to 4 p.m. at the Portland Water Bureau Lodge in Portland. Aquifer Adventure is a family festival all about groundwater. Activities include a treasure hunt, canoe rides, face painting, hands-on science activities, ice cream aquifers, and much more. Again, that's Aquifer Adventure on Saturday, September 15th from noon to 4 p.m. at the Portland Water Bureau Lodge, 16650.